Okay. Hello, girls. This is Darla Shine, Happy Housewife. It's the beginning of a new week. I'm so excited. I hope that you're all having a great time getting ready for the holidays. It's down to the crunch, 2 weeks away, and things are hot and heavy in my house because I am nowhere near finished Christmas shopping. And with me, I have April from Oklahoma. How you doing, April?
Hello, everybody.
We haven't spoken to you in a long time, and I said I have to get April on because I've been reading a lot of posts that you've been writing, and I'm a little concerned about you, April.
What?
I think you're on the verge of having an affair, and I'm worried. I see you talking to your best friend's husband all the time on the
Oh, please. I was like, somebody else must be posting something then. I'm not cheating on my husband.
I know you're not cheating, but let me tell you something. Let me tell the girls. I'm sure most of you heard this on the forums and Reddit, but April posted a couple weeks ago, "What should I do? My best friend's husband, who just got married to this guy, and you can fill us in on the details, has been calling me, and I've been talking to him, and now lately he's talking about sex." So I responded, "April, I think you should not talk to this guy." And then you wrote, "Well, you know what? I want to keep talking to him because I want to see what he has to say." Now that worries me,
Well,
April.
no. I want to
Uh-uh,
see if he brings it
oh.
up again because me and her mom already had reservations before she married this guy. And they met.
Okay, so let's go back. This is your best friend for how long?
Okay, since preschool.
Okay, so this is your lifelong girlfriend. You know her, she knows you. And how did she meet this guy?
I introduced them, but here's the thing. I didn't really know him that well when I introduced them. But so maybe he feels like, I'm his friend too. I don't know. But he actually cleaned my carpets for me when we were moving from.
Okay, so he's not your friend,
No,
but he
he's
cleaned
not.
your carpets and maybe you had some small talk.
Yeah, and he seemed nice, and an engagement had just fallen through, which we still don't know the facts about why that engagement fell through.
All
He's
right.
gotten fired from every single job he's had since he's been with her.
Okay, so basically you set up your best friend with a loser who can't keep a job.
Yeah. But I know it's sad, but I mean, he really is talented. He's 4 years younger than her, so he's only 22. But I know. So he's still trying
Okay,
to finish
so.
school up and find a good job, find out what he wants to do, but
All right, so this is it. First of all, this is the way I think. I'm old-fashioned. All the girls on the website know that I'm a prude and I have a stick up my butt. But let me just say this. I think there's absolutely no reason for this guy who is a newlywed to be calling you. First of all, he should be so hot and horny and in love with his own wife that he doesn't need to call you. Second of all, men don't want to talk to begin with to their own wives. They don't want to pick up the phone and start calling someone else unless, April, they want to sleep with you. Do you understand that this guy's after you? Which is why he is initiating the sex talk.
Well, I.
And this is why I'm trying to snap you into reality.
So, do I say
Stop
something
talking
to
to him.
her? Or just.
I thought you said that you already told her that he has been calling you.
Well,
Did you
yeah.
tell her
Well,
that?
he had told her that he called that night. So, it's like he's not trying to hide it from her. But, of course, he didn't mention that he talked to me about sex. He just mentioned that.
Well, what did he talk about? So tell
Okay,
us, what did
well,
he
he
say?
had just went.
I want to hear exactly what he said.
Okay, well, the first thing he said when he called, he had just gone to Baskin Robbins in California. They just moved out there. He's never been out there. He's run into all these movie stars and gets all excited when he sees famous people. And so he ran into Mark, I think, is it Mark Ruffalo that's on, that movie 13? I know. So here,
Oh my God, he's
yeah.
so
He
hot.
ran into him and some girl at Baskin Robbins and he was all excited, and that's why he said he was calling to talk. But then after that, it
Well, why didn't
changed.
he call his wife and tell her?
I don't know. I mean, I know she's at
Well,
work, but still, it's.
hello? Hello?
And I feel weird talking to him because I don't know him well enough to really be carrying a conversation on with him.
Right, but this is your best friend from. Now, let me tell you, I have my best friends from when I'm little. And I could call this girl up, and this is what I would say. There's something going on. Your husband keeps calling me. Tell him to leave me alone. I'm too busy.
Yeah.
That's what you could do. Hold on. Let me see who this is.
Okay.
Hello? Yeah, I'm in the radio show. Can I call you back? Bye. That's my father. Every time I do a podcast, he must like know that I have a podcast going. He calls me
Oh,
up.
poor guy. At least he's calling you. My dad's a little jerk.
Well, I'm sure he's not calling me for anything good. All my father does, and I've said this before, is watch C-SPAN. And whenever he watches something that, is political that annoys him, he calls and tells me every detail of it, and I could care less.
Yeah.
So
Poor guy.
There must be some interesting news going on about Iraq or something.
Yeah.
Not that I could care less about the war. I mean, I want to hear it, but he calls me with these, you know, every detail. But anyway, he's calling me and I'm his daughter.
Yes.
Not his best friend's wife. This is your best friend's husband. Mm-hmm. You should not be talking to him.
Yeah, I don't want to talk to him. And, you know, I talked to my husband about it. You know, my husband was out of town the last time he called. And he so doesn't even care. He likes this guy. And I just told him I feel uncomfortable.
You told your husband the guy is calling you and talking about sex?
And he doesn't care. What is wrong with him? He doesn't think that he's, you know, trying to cause any trouble. He actually likes my best friend's husband better than he likes my best friend. He doesn't really care much for my best friend. She's kind of annoying sometimes.
So your husband doesn't think it's weird that another man is calling his wife?
Well, you would think he would. He just said he knows him pretty.
Where is he home? I want to talk
to
him.
No, he's not home. He's at work.
All right, so I want to hear what the guy said about sex. Wait, I want you to tell me how he went from talking about Mark Ruffalo to sex.
Okay, well, I'm not sure exactly what order it went in, but I do know that we were talking about, I figured he was calling me to see what he should get her for Christmas, okay? And so I'm just trying to make conversation with him. I didn't even know what to say, and I said, you know, what are you getting her for Christmas? And he said he didn't know, and I said, you know, cologne would be nice or something. And then he talks about it being an aphrodisiac.
Cologne?
Yes. And I'm like, okay. That's the point, you know. That's why you're supposed to wear it around your spouse.
Okay, and then what?
Then, let's see what happened. Then he started talking about how they had, she's not a big drinker, but they, I guess, evidently made some margaritas at the house the other day. And she got really horny, you know, in the mood. And so he had to tell me about that, which...
And then how far did he go telling you about that?
He just told me that, you know, they should do it more often, and he asked me if that, you know, if pretty much if that made me horny, too. It was not appropriate.
Right, that's it.
That wasn't appropriate. I know.
That's not appropriate. Oh, okay, I want Vicky right now, who I know is listening, and all the other moms out there to post about this. Okay, for him to say that to you, he wants to know if you're horny. Do you see? This is like he's coming on to you.
I know.
Did you tell your husband he said that line?
Yes.
I'm loving this story.
I kind of wish my husband would be jealous. I'm like, what do I have to do to make him jealous or make him, you know, worried about this? He just doesn't care. He's so laid back and...
I mean, either your husband's really, really secure... Or, you know, I don't know what it is. He just, you know, maybe thinks the guy is, like, just so far away. He's in California. He's harmless. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And so then I tell my mom, because, you know, my mom knows my best friend really well, and she thinks that maybe he's just lonely. And I said, well, have him call his own friends or his own family and talk about meeting an actor.
I don't know. This is what I think. I'll tell you this. I don't know if I told all the other girls this story. I'm washing my coffee cup right now because I just made coffee. One of my... dearest friends that I grew up with as a child. I've known her since I was very little. She was going out with this guy for about a year, and then they got engaged. And I don't remember his name. But anyway, I met him on several occasions. He was a discotheque DJ, like a DJ at a bar. And she was engaged to him. And then one night, I went to my aunt's house, and my cousin was there. And she was going on and on about this boy, this guy that she's been dating, she really likes. So anyway, the guy came to pick her up, and guess who the guy was? That guy, the DJ.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, you know, Lori, I said, this guy is engaged to my girlfriend.
Yeah.
So Lori didn't believe me because the guy, he denied it. So I then convinced Lori. She finally believed me. I guess blood is thicker than water. And then I called up this girl, and I told her, and she did not believe me. Then I even put my cousin on the phone to talk to her. She didn't believe me. So, ultimately, I don't speak to that girl anymore, mm-hmm. and she's married to this guy.
Oh, gosh.
So, you know, you have to decide. I mean, this could destroy your friendship.
Well, and I'm wondering why she doesn't think that it's weird that he's calling. Sorry, that's my little one there. You know, you think that she would think it's weird that he's even calling me just to even chit-chat, whether it's about sex or just to talk.
I don't know. You know, one thing is he was talking about sex, but him asking you if you're horny, mm-hmm. to me is just disrespectful. First of all, she was a woman. And again, I don't know, maybe I'm just an old lady prude, but I think it's disrespectful. I think there's no reason for it. And I think it can only lead to trouble. And my question to you, April, is you don't have feelings for this guy, right?
Oh, no. Mm-mm. He said no.
All right, so then why do you want to keep talking to him?
I don't. I don't want to keep talking to him, but if he is bad for my best friend, I want to know that. And how else am I going to know with him in California? And, you know, there was just something not right even before the wedding. Me and her mom got together and talked about it, and we just have a bad feeling about this guy.
Well, listen, I think that you can be best friends to a certain point, but I'll tell you this. If I found out my best – if I went – was driving down the highway and saw my best friend's husband come out of a hotel room, I don't think I would tell her. I don't even think I would tell her. So let's just say this guy came onto you full-fledged. Would you tell her?
Probably. I don't think she'd believe me. She hasn't had a lot of relationships, and she's just head over heels over this guy. And
this is what I'm saying. You know when all these people trash Hillary Clinton? I'm always defending her because I know so many women who stand by their husbands no matter what, even when it's the best friends. You understand? So I can understand her as a woman not believing that anything.
I know.
You know, she probably thinks it was just a setup and Monica Lewinsky set him up and it's a conspiracy and she doesn't believe anybody because she wants to believe the man that she loves. I mean, women can be very gullible. There are women who overlook men molesting their own daughters, for Christ's sake.
Know.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
All I'm saying is this girl's your best friend, but she's in California.
Mm-hmm.
So there's only so much you can do, and I just think that you need to protect your own mental state. And the reason I'm telling you this, April, is because when you talk to a guy over and over and they talk to you about sex and this kind of stuff, you are going to be led down a road, a path of no return. I've seen it happen, and you read it in my book. My cousin ended up sleeping with her personal trainer and getting divorced and destroying her life. I'm not saying you're going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm saying is don't even go there.
Well, and, you know, it's happened, I guess, three times. And the first two times, I don't even think that he mentioned sex. It's just this last time. That's why I got so upset by it. And so that's why I did answer my phone, thinking he's wanting to know what to get her for Christmas, you know? And he hasn't called since, thank goodness. But
you need to say this to him if he does call. What's his name?
Lewis.
You need to say, Lewis, listen, I'm not your best friend. I'm your wife's best friend. Mm-hmm. I need you to stop calling me. Because you know what's going to happen is in a conversation, you're going to say something. Eventually, he's going to tell her you came on to him.
Well, it makes me wonder why, you know, his first relationship ended and we still don't have answers about that. Because he was just engaged last summer.
Yeah.
You know, like right before I introduced them.
I don't know. This is Days of the Happy Housewife Club, girls. Dun, 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 dun.
Well,
this could be very nerve-wracking. Just, you know what, just stop it. Just don't even go there. Let me tell you, it's easy to make a stupid mistake, and not even if you don't do anything, but if the wrong thing is even said,
mm-hmm.
and then he misconstrues it to that girl.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not even worth it. And why don't you just pick up the phone if you feel like that? You could just say, hey, listen, your husband calls me. Last time he's asking me if I'm horny, and I find the whole thing weird. Tell him to leave me alone. And then if you say that to her, you know what she's going to say is, well,
he didn't mean it like that is what she's going
to
say.
Yeah, he didn't mean it like that. And then he might say to her, well, she was talking about sex first. She asked me if I was horny.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to take his side.
Well, and if that happens, then our friendship's just not going to be there anymore, you know?
Well, that's what I'm telling you. And this is why, listen, you know, if he's giving her the big O, you can't compete with that.
Well, as far as
I can't compete with that.
I really don't think that's happening anyway.
Why? Because he's telling you? So even you are believing him.
Well, no, this is the thing. After, because she was a virgin the night they got married, which was just November 4th, okay? And, of course, I kind of wanted some detail just because that's what girls talk about, especially after the first time, you know?
Yeah.
Well, when she calls, she doesn't even say anything. She mentions that they were in bed by 10:30 asleep. So I'm thinking, did anything even happen? But I didn't want to make her feel silly that nothing happened.
Wait a minute. You never asked your best friend
well,
since you're little
well,
and she finally had a big, gigantic orgasm with her new husband?
We had the talk later. We didn't have the talk the next day. But instead, she hands the phone to her husband, and he gives me details. Is that not weird that I found out more from him than her?
That is peculiar. So, and what did he say? Did he rock her world?
Well, I guess he thinks so, but they moved from North Carolina all the way to California right after their wedding, And so, like, for 2 weeks, they were just traveling and seeing people. Right. And
you know what? I don't even care about the details of their lives. I don't care about them. She's not a member of my club. I only care about my girls. Mm-hmm. So I don't care what's going on with her, but I care about you. And all I'm saying is be careful. Don't talk to this guy. And, you know, a lot of women get led down the wrong path because some guy talks them into doing something stupid. And no matter how smart you are, when a guy starts telling you you're beautiful, you're wonderful every single day, and your husband's not, it could lead to trouble.
Well, yeah, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen here. I just need to know what to do to help my friend and make sure she's with a nice guy, you know?
Well, he's not. She's not with a nice guy. And you know what? The bottom line is she's going to have to learn that for herself, because if you tell her he's not a nice guy, she's not going to believe you. This is the first guy she's had sex with.
I know.
Do you understand the power that is? I have a girlfriend who is still can't get past her first husband because he was the first guy she had sex with.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's 20 years later. And she still, you can't even mention his name without her knees going weak.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, this girl was 26 before she finally had sex.
Yes.
Is she good looking?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I have to say that I was a virgin when I got married at 22. And I'm super proud of that. You know, that's just a choice that I made.
I think that's great. 22 is great, but 26 is a little shocked. I'm surprised she didn't meet someone in those 4 years.
Yeah, not that I know of, or she didn't tell me anyway.
Anyway, let's move on from that.
Okay.
So here I am. You know, I was worried about you. I'm worried about a few of our other moms in the Happy Housewives Club. I can't sleep lately because some of the things that are going on with our moms.
Mm-hmm.
I was worried that you're going to end up having an affair.
I am not having an affair. Stop it.
I know, but, you know, I have to exaggerate a little bit to make this a good podcast. And then I was worried about, we have one mom, Christina, who wrote to me, who within a year, she is one of my big fans. She wrote, she's been writing to me every month for a year. She is a member of the website, but she's like a lurker, doesn't post. And mm-hmm. within the year, her husband lost his job. Her son's had trouble in school. She's losing her house. She's moving into an apartment. Like, her whole life has been uprooted, and it's a fiasco.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Debbie now is posting that she is having a hard time with money. She had to borrow money. Then Vicky last week was having a hard time with money. And then
I think we're all having trouble with money right now.
Right. Cindy in California is having a hard time with money. And I'm reading all these posts and I'm thinking that, you know, all you hear on the news is how good the economy is doing. But I'm not seeing that with any of our girls. Mm-mm. I mean, everybody is struggling.
Yeah.
So what are you doing? You know, Dana's setting up this budget boot camp for us to all try and help each other with the budget. But What are you doing for the holidays? You only have one baby, mm-hmm. and the baby won't know, really, if you give her one thing of blocks or, you know.
Yeah, well, of course, I've already bought him a ton of things, which I shouldn't have, because he has no clue what's even going on.
Well, he would be so happy with just, I mean, how old is he?
He's almost 9 months.
Oh, so he would be happy if you gave him a pot.
Oh, yeah.
A spoon.
Yeah, he likes my Tupperware.
Well, but this is what I'm getting at. No matter how broke you are, when Bill and I were married, I think it was like our second Christmas, we were totally broke and we were in debt. Like, we had $20,000 on our credit card bills, mm-hmm. and college loans. Mm-hmm. And it was a fiasco. Actually, it was our third year marriage because I had Connor and I was home with the baby. And I said to him, I don't care if we were on Skid Row in the Depression out on the street, you better come here with a gift on Christmas morning. I am such a baby. I've got to open something up.
Well, even if you make something, you know?
Make something. Write a poem. Mm-hmm. Do something. You know, get out there. The gift of magic. Go sell some of your hair or something. So I told him, I said, you better, I don't care what you have to do. Now we all have credit cards. So what do? You just put yourself more in debt. Mm-hmm. Where years ago, people didn't have credit cards. They had to go out like little, you know, John Boy Walton, and he had to work on his neighbor's farm so he could get his mother that hair clip, you know?
Yeah.
And I love all that. So I'm reading all of these stories. You know, I have my contest on the main page. So all these moms have written the most beautiful stories about Christmas, what it means to them. And I'm realizing this year that everyone, money is tight. There's people in this country having a hard time. And I think it's almost, it sounds twisted, but I think it's almost good in a way, because I think that everyone's learning, you know, maybe deeper meanings of the holiday season.
Or, yeah.
What do you think?
Well, or in the value of money, you know. You know, I just started babysitting 2 weeks ago, and I got my first check for $160 and spent most of it on groceries and just realized, you know, I need to start watching what I'm spending my money on, you know?
Right. Well, you know, I think what happens, too, is a lot of people, when they get a little bit of extra money coming in, they waste it on stupid things.
Yeah.
You know, like, did you pay any bills with that? No.
Mm-mm.
What'd you do? You went food shopping?
Yep.
Did you buy crap that you didn't need?
Actually, I didn't. I mean, for the most part. I've been pretty good at the grocery store about, I guess I did buy him a book, but.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that another step that we could take on this website is, you know, I just went and bought Hannah a Christmas dress for Christmas Eve. And I was thinking, you know, last night I was on eBay actually looking for Christmas dresses to see, like, what was out there. And I'm thinking, why don't we just all start swapping things when we're done using them?
That would be nice.
You know, why can't we all just start swapping kid clothes? Mm-hmm. And instead of giving it to the church, why don't we start giving everything to each other?
Yeah.
You know, coats and old, you know, clothes and things that are in good condition and books. And we could all start doing that. And we have to set that up. I think that would be really nice.
Yeah,
that would
be really nice. Because, I mean, I have a ton of clothes for him between, you know, newborn to 12 months. And after 12 months, he has nothing, you know.
Right. So moms out there who have clothes 12 months to size 24 months, April needs them.
Yes.
We are going to start swapping. We're going to start helping each other out. You know, I'm always calling the big brothers, big sisters van, and they come. But we're going to do that on this website. We're also going to do this program called Help a Housewife, which I'm going to start. And when there's a housewife in need, those who have extra are going to help. And so we're going to put the money into a big fund, and I will distribute the money. It's going to be like a big nonprofit organization. And even if all of the members who can spare $5 send $5, you know. Mm-hmm. So somebody, $20 or, you know, $50 is going to help them for a few weeks. And so I'm really excited about that. I want to start this program, sort of our own angel network.
Well, that'll be fun.
But on this level. And, you know, we're going to start swapping information. We're going to start swapping help. We're going to start swapping, you know, items. And I'm just very excited. I think there's a lot of good things coming on the website. But how is your babysitting going? Do you like it?
Oh, gosh. The first day was just horrific. It was bad. The four-year-old was bouncing off the walls and just going crazy. But, you know, I think it's gotten better. I think he was just testing me the first day, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, just make sure the child is four.
Yes, he's four and there's a one-year-old, too.
Oh, you're watching a four-year-old and a one-year-old? I lost April. April.
I'm coming. Can you hear me?
My dog. My dog's opened the door to the sunroom from outside.
What kind of dogs do you have? They're not going to bite those children you're babysitting, are they?
No, they won't bite. They'll jump. I have two huge labs.
Oh, okay.
So I had to go get them out really quick.
All right, so you're only babysitting 2 days a week?
Yeah, two and a half days. Depends on the week, yeah.
All right, that's manageable. You know what you do? You just bundle the kids up, put them all outside, and just put them on the swings and go for a walk.
Yeah, yeah.
And take them out. But anyway, I am going to go to the bus stop, speaking of going outside. I have to go get my children. April, it was great speaking to you. I want to find out what happens in your life with that next phone call. I want you to make sure you post that information.
Okay, I will.
And I want you to not waste your money babysitting on any crap.
I won't. I'm gonna pay off some debt.
I want you to pay off some debt. And back to what I was saying, which I never even got to my point, when Bill and I had all of this credit card debt, and I told him, you better, no matter what you do, come home with a gift from me, is I think no matter how broke you are, it's very important for husbands and wives to not forget each other on Christmases and on birthdays and on the holidays. And what I'm hearing from a lot of my girlfriends is their husbands don't give them anything and they don't give their husbands anything. That they don't exchange. And I just think that that's sad. I mean, don't we all want to open something on Christmas Day?
Well, yeah, at least open something or maybe buy something for your home together that you need. I think that's a good idea.
Well, that year when we were broke, Bill ended up going and getting, and it was like my favorite gift ever. You know, I'm very cheap when it comes to buying certain things. Like, I never buy myself CDs. I just think it's like such a waste of money because I could just turn on the radio.
Yeah. Well, now they have the iPods, you know, where you download all your music.
Oh, I'm too cheap to buy an iPod. Forget that.
I'm getting one for Christmas.
Hey, you're in debt and you're broke and you're getting one for Christmas.
My mom.
I don't have an iPod.
No, my mom is getting it for me.
Oh, okay. All right. That's okay then. Okay. But so that Christmas Bill gave me something I always wanted, which is just ridiculous, but this Harry Connick Jr. Christmas CD. And it was like $11. That, and he got me, I think, a pair of slippers and like a robe. But anyway, that every year I play that Harry Connick Christmas CD. And it means so much to me, this stupid little $11 CD. I just love it, love it, love it. And, you know, that to me is so important that we have these Christmas memories. So I want you to make a memory with your husband. I want all our moms to make sure we keep making nice memories. The Gift of Maggie. Do you remember that story?
The Gift of Magic?
Maggie. It's a
Maggie?
Huge... Yeah.
No, we must not have that here in Oklahoma.
It's a book. I mean, it's a famous story. I mean, everyone's recreated this story where, you know, this husband and wife, they can't afford anything, and the woman has beautiful long hair, so the husband sells his, you know, very precious violin so he could buy her beautiful hair combs to put in her hair. I mean, this is like, you know, in like 1789 when the story takes place.
Oh, wow.
And so the girl, the wife, wants to buy her husband sheet music so he could play. And so she goes and gets all her hair cut off, and she sells her hair.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And so isn't that sweet?
Is it a kid's book?
Violin. What?
Is it a kid's book or an adult book?
Well, it was, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's an adult book, but they've made, you know, even Disney has a recreation of it with Mickey Mouse and Minnie.
Oh, I'll have to go get that.
Yeah, it's cute. It's cute. But that's what I'm saying. It, you know, the significance of that, I think, is so beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, on that note, I'm going to go to the bus stop. April, you have a fantastic day.
You too.
Get out there and shop.
Do not worry about me. Nothing's happening.
I'm not worrying about you, but start putting what you want and what you need up on the Mom Swap page. Girls, let's help each other. Let's get some things out there. I have, just so everyone knows, if anyone's interested, I have cowboy border. 3 rolls of border cowboy print with little horses on it.
Aww.
If anyone's interested. You want that, April, for the baby's room?
You know, I might, because I found a cute little cowboy rocker the other day that I was wanting to get him.
Well, I'm going to start posting some things up that we want, and I think that this would be a great thing to help each other. All right, so I will talk to you soon, April, okay?
Okay, thanks for having me on.
Okay, take care.
Bye.